Let's see. I think it's Cynthia calling us from Duval. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes. I am weaning myself off a beta blocker with my doctor's permission. Could you recommend any supplements or herbs to help with side effects as I gradually reduce my dose? My goal is to get off a 25 milligram dose of methoprolol tartrate. I've been taking a little over 3 years.
And to answer this question, I need to know what you're taking it for. And to explain why I need to know that, there's some patent medicines where we know, oh, yes, this patent medicine does that over there, but that vitamin does the same darn thing.
Right.
And we can just have people just move from one to the other.
Right.
Now, problem with beta blockers is we don't want to be using beta blockers because it's a good thing you're not a guy, ma'am, but they interfere with adrenaline so much that a lot of guys have erectile dysfunction just from taking metoprolol. However, for ladies, it's not going to do that, but what it is going to do is to interfere with that whole get-up-and-go energy pathway, basically. So what are you taking it for?
Well, a little over 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, and in June of 2014, I had a catheter ablation procedure to try to heal it, and it was successful. And after I got off the other medication that I was on 3 months after the surgery, the cardiologist I went to said that he wanted me to continue to take the metoprolol tartrate at a dose of 25 milligrams. I now feel like I would like to get off of the medicine, and I've been given permission to do that. And I wanted to, I tried about 6 weeks ago, but the way they told me to get off of it, it caused me to have side effects, and so I'm kind of starting all over again. And I read that it's better to just go very slowly and not have the side effects of high blood pressure and elevated heart rate and anxiety.
Okay, so when you were going off it, then you started to get elevated blood pressure.
They were having me take 25 milligram dosage every other day for 7 days, and then told me to totally get off of it. It didn't work for me. I ended up, like, 3 days later getting a high blood pressure with an elevated heart rate, also, you know, the accompanying palpitations.
Right.
And anxiety. And so that was 6 weeks ago or so, and I went back to the doctor and, well, actually to my primary care, and they said I could go ahead and do it, but the only reason the doctor prescribed it, what he told me was he thought I was kind of stressed out person, so he wanted me to continue taking it as sort of a preventative from getting AFib again, of it coming back. And I feel like my life situation has changed a lot from 3 years ago. I'm in a much better place financially. I think all the reasons I probably got it are, I retired, I got Medicare, I only work like 15 hours a week. My stress level's a lot lower. I'm doing the Mediterranean diet. I'm exercising every day. And my blood pressure is really good because I take it every day and I've been controlling it. My cholesterol is really good. I just had it all tested because I'm doing the things, the diet and stuff I'm doing. And so I feel like, the only reason they can give me for taking it is for stress, but I just feel like my stress level is a lot lower.
Right.
And I'd rather deal with stress with more natural methods.
Okay. But if with that stress your blood pressure goes up, what sounds like one of the things that sounds like is needed are natural things which help to regulate the blood pressure without danger to the person. And there are a number of those, but they would need to be adapted to your own personal health situation. I'm not so concerned about the metoprolol and the AFib returning because you had the ablation. And once an ablation's there, it shouldn't return. But can you probably are going to need to see a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, go through your health background, what things, because there is a list of them that are natural that'll help hold the blood pressure down. What one is best, what one or more, it'd probably be a couple of them, are best suited to you. However, having said that, just one question that might tell us something. What's your height and weight, ma'am?
I'm 5'5", and I weigh 146.
Okay. All right. And that usually indicates that the adrenal glands are fairly healthy. It's usually the 5'5", 110-pound people who have weak adrenals. And if that's the case, then I'm sorry, but adrenaline does come out easily when the adrenals are weak, because the cortisol isn't being made as well to handle stress. And so here comes the adrenaline and up goes the blood pressure. But that does not sound like your case, ma'am. So I think it would be best for you to check in with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. One thing, though, that you might get started on, if you haven't already, is it's pretty well documented that the majority of folks who are not taking any vitamins or minerals are kind of magnesium deficient, particularly if they're over 60. And magnesium is one of the things that helps hold the blood pressure down and has so many other important functions in the body that you might take a look at using some magnesium if you're not doing it already. If you're doing it already, then I just let the doctor
take it as, I do take it as part of a supplement.
Yeah, you
should. Calcium and magnesium together by Jared formulas.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. And if you get your magnesium up to 300 or 400 milligrams, I wouldn't go past that, again, without working with a doctor who knows what they're doing on with natural medicine. But I can't.
I'm probably taking about 200. I'm actually going to an alternative chiropractor who does applied kinesiology, and he's treating me with a lot of standard processed products.
Sure.
I go to like every 2 weeks, and I'm being treated for, he said my thyroid got weak. He thought it was because of the beta blocker, and so I'm taking glandular, but I'm on a program with an alternative chiropractor that I'm going to all the time.
Okay, and if you need a further point of view, check with a naturopathic physician, or there's a few MDs and DOs around who do natural medicine.
You have, so you think it'd be good for me to go see somebody?
I think so, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Pretty much has
to. Maybe I could find somebody, just find somebody that would supervise me.
Yep. Think so, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome for calling. All right, thank you for calling, and you're welcome.